Well, following Kelly O'Dwyer's announcement, the former Victorian Premier, Geoff Kennett, has suggested other federal Liberal MPs consider resigning too to make way for fresh talent. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us now from Canberra. Melissa, the federal election is due by May. Geoff Kennett is making it clear that he reckons that some Liberal veterans should take the chance now to retire.
He applauded Kelly O'Dwyer's time as a local member and as a cabinet minister and says that she made the right decision. And he's told me that some other long-serving members, such as Julie Bishop and Kevin Andrews, should consider doing the same.
In Julie Bishop's case, she's indicated she didn't want to serve on the front bench, and I've taken that as an indicator to me that she will be getting out at the next election. And if that's the case, the sooner they do it, the better. Not only for Scott Morrison, so they can put these issues behind us, but we can identify her successor. And I'd say the same for Mr Andrews in his seat here in Victoria. He served the community well, the Parliament well. He's been a minister. It's unlikely that he'll return to ministerial ranks. And in both cases, the party has given them the opportunity of representing Australia at the highest level. And I think now they have an obligation to consider their future and the interests of the party.
Does that not risk losing some of the experience they bring to party and the service they could give from the backbench?
Yeah, but on that basis, you'd never change anyone. You'd leave them all serving until death do us part. Now, that's not a viable solution. You do have to manage succession, both in terms of your backbench as well as your front bench. So,
What about the member for Warringah? He's had his time at the highest levels and the party doesn't seem to have an appetite for his return to the front bench. Should he move on too?
I'm at sixes and sevens, Tony Abbott. Yes, he's been there for a while. Yes, he's been Prime Minister, Minister, etc. But I think in his case, he's young. He's certainly very fit. Tony Abbott has a genuine interest in Aboriginal affairs, a very real connect with the community. And I think there is a very real possibility that Indigenous affairs should almost be made bipartisan. It should be a cabinet position. And I believe Tony would be a very good minister overseeing that program, regardless of who's in government.
Do you have a view on who you think might be a good candidate to replace Kelly O'Dwyer to contest for Higgins?
Oh, no idea at all. I mean, there'll be a lot of hands go up, and the appropriate people in the electorate and the head office will make that decision.
Should it be a female?
Well, I think it's going to be. I hope it's selected on merit. But from the names that have been suggested to date or that I've seen, this merit isn't an issue.
I have heard this morning when Jane Hume was endorsing a lot of the women's names who've been put forward, but she also mentioned the name of John Pizzuto. What do you think of that idea?
Well, again, it's up to the pre-selectors to make that decision. But you asked me, should it be a woman? It doesn't have to be a woman, of course, in our means of selection, but I think it will be. And I think it will be because the names that I have heard to date are all very worldly, community experienced people.
The next federal election is obviously coming up pretty soon, be it held in May or sooner than that. How do you rate Scott Morrison's chances of being re-elected?
Well, I'm a great believer in history, and I have trekked Kokoda three times, and we lost a lot of very good young men against the most extreme odds of the Japanese forces at the time. So we've got a battle on our hands, there's no doubt about that. How do I feel? I am confident. I see it as a challenge. I see it as a mini Kokoda.
Geoff Kennett speaking to our political reporter Melissa Clark, who's still with us. Melissa, the looming federal election isn't just getting party leaders and others thinking about pre-selections. The leaders themselves, they're already out on a campaign trail.
After some downtime for both Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten over the Christmas break, it really was their last chance ahead of what will be a year of breakneck speed for them. Parliament returns in a fortnight. The budget is a little over 2 months away, election due after, but it could be beforehand. So we're seeing Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten both in Queensland this week, very much on the hustings, after having both been to the same places in the Northern Territory as well. You can expect to see more of this in the coming weeks as both leaders will be highly visible given how much is at stake this year.
That's our political reporter Melissa Clark in Canberra.